Man. Ball smack topsoil, man. You know. Man, I had to come in right quick, man, and address a little something, man, that's going on, man. It's an unusual type of thing, man. I had to come in and touch it. This nigga, man, 03 Greedo, man. You know I've been speaking on 03 Greedo for a minute, man. He been rising, man. He been out here rising, putting in work, man. Look here, man. He had a nice war with RJ. A nice little war out here that was not even covered, like, on a national level. Nobody paid attention to that shit. That kind of tripped me out. You know how academics and complex and all these motherfuckers. If it wasn't for Nipsey Hussle speaking on it on the Breakfast Club, motherfuckers wouldn't even know about that shit. But 03 Greedo just dropped this first album, The Wolf of Grape Street. The Wolf of Grape Street. Emphasis on Grape Street. You understand me? This guy, I'm telling you, this is the first time Grape Street as a hood has had a credible front guy like this. And special things are happening. I'm telling motherfuckers, man, special things are happening because of this. Now, 03 Greedo has just stepped out the other day and said Tupac was a bitch ass nigga and fuck Tupac and he don't give a fuck about Tupac. And Tupac had no real gangster credibility, none of that. And you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers know how I feel about Tupac. I've spoken on Tupac. To me, Tupac is a great poet, great rapper, spirit, energy, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the gangster stuff is what got him killed. And his lack of understanding in it, you know what I'm saying? But that's not the discussion here today. Greedo has come out and just blasted him thoroughly. And this is specifically coming off of the pressure that Lil Xan was getting for saying he thought Tupac music was boring. Greedo took it up to another level and called him a bitch-ass nigga. Now, it's beautiful to watch this level of trolling, the type of energy that's coming in on Greedo from worldwide, all the Tupac fans who really only know the surface essence of Tupac. And is caught up in the myth and all of that shit. But it's a trip to watch all of this energy descend on Greedo's Instagram page, man. It's like amazing, this level of energy. And what's fascinating about this is the number of niggas that say they're going to on site beat the shit out of Greedo and niggas want to kill him and all kind of shit, all this rhetoric. Motherfuckers, I know motherfuckers probably like, Boss Mac, why are you talking about this shit? This shit is some ignorant type of shit. What the fuck going on? This is a very special and unusual scenario, and that's why I'm highlighting this. And I don't really think no other media publication can really understand what's happening. I don't think nobody understands. Only a real ass nigga like myself can explain this shit, what's happening. Cause this is some all the way real nigga shit right here that is happening. Now let me explain. Now Greedo just dropped the album. I don't know how, it's a good album to me. I don't know how well it did sales-wise over the weekend or whatever. But regardless, Nigga dropped a bomb on motherfuckers with the Tupac as a bitch ass nigga. This is creating a huge tidal wave of shit. Now, the key, you, when, cause I know motherfuckers hear that and be like, who is Greedo? He don't count. Fuck him. Whoopty whoop whoop whoop. See, the key is that Greedo is from Grape Street. You feel me? The name of his album is The Wolf of Grape Street. Now, Grape Street is a real place for all the people in America outside of LA who don't know. That Grape Street is a very potent motherfucker. That's a very, very serious hood right there. Very, very much like a mafia, you feel me? And I think niggas don't really understand, like, because you may see Greedo in the future moving around. Y'all may see him out and about. You may see him in your state performing or whatever, but know that he is from Grape Street with his guys, and everybody is in unit, and I sense that everyone is in from his hood is on, in unison with him on this. That means everybody from over there is backing him up on this. So that means when you feel like you can approach this nigga or do anything to this nigga, it's just like he dealing with Grape Street as a whole. So it's almost like Grape Street said that. You feel me? And if it didn't, you can't touch him because he said that. You feel me? That's what's very special about this. This was very special. I think a lot of motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? A lot of Mexicans, a lot of Hispanics, a lot of very emotional people. And I'm telling you, man, it's a lot of niggas, a lot of real niggas out here that was around when the Tupac shit was happening. And I try to articulate this, who observed what happened and who know the story. And like I said, a nigga like Greedo wasn't there, but his big homies might have been, some of them. And the niggas, if nigga get that energy that he was that he had flaws in his resume, niggas will speak on it, and I'm telling you, it's about the whole entire hood moving together behind him. You feel me? And niggas need to consider that before you decide to do some shit. When you see these niggas, I'm just telling you, this is some different shit. Niggas is really out here pressing lines for the glory, for the greatness and the glory. You know what I'm saying? My position on this, hey man, you know, life is ever moving forward. Shit is continuously changing. Shit is real out here. Motherfuckers is trying to eat. It's a lot of bullshit going on. And I'm just telling y'all motherfuckers, you know, these niggas is standing behind they issue. They on some Tupac was a bitch ass nigga shit, and they standing on it. And he's standing on it with Grape Street behind him. So remember that when you run your motherfucking ass up on a nigga, and then, you feel me, be ready to go the distance. Be ready to go the distance. I ain't on them like that, but I'm just saying from reality perspective. You feel me? Yeah.